We're on Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis. Let us just quickly go over the Gemaras as we learned the Taisus in. We hear in the Mishnah Hametame Vamedame Vamenasech B'Shogeg Potel B'Meizid Chayiv. Itmel Menasech. What is the case of Menasech? Rav Omar Menasech Mamish. He was Menasech Yein Chaveri. And Rashi says, Menasech means shichshech biyodei l'soichai l'shem avodah zarah. So that's Nisuch, and that answers the Yayin. Ushmul Omar Ma'arev, that he poured in l'yein chaveiroi Yayin Nesach. Manda Omar Ma'arev, maitaima l'yoma Menasech. Why didn't Shmuel want to say, the Pashtist of the Loshon HaMishneh, Omaloch Menasech come lebedarabne, how could one be chayiv by Menasech? He's chayiv misa, he's oivad avidus kechovim. Ve'idoch, so what is pshat in Rav? Ked Rav Yirmiyeh, mishas agbo hu dekonim. Mishay benav shalei havei ad shas nisach. Rav Yirmiyeh had said that when a person picks up, we had mentioned last week from the Chasam Sofer, there are two oifanim how to be menasech yayin. V'tshelei b'fnei aveide zore, so yemishachshech, and that is an aveide, shelei b'fnei aveide zore. B'fnei aveide zore, there was perhaps a more enhanced version of nisach hayayin, that they used to lift up the wine and pour it into safolim, me'ein aveide samigdosh. So Rav is saying that we're speaking about he was magbia the yayin, and he poured it in. So memela mishas agbo, so he was koine. He became a gazun mishas agbo, and so he's mechuyim from then. So then it doesn't matter that mishas nisuch. They say kom lebedarabne, but the chiyev tashlume mischal mishas agbo. And let us just jump to the end of the sugya. And again, alonu, the end of the sugya was Rabbi Yechon Omar Dvar Teire Echad Shoygek VeEchad Meizit Potter. Rabbi Yechon holds my time Hezek Shein Inike Loish Mehezek. That really all these Hezekas of the Mishnah your Potter BeMeizit you also Potter because Hezek Shein Inike Loish Mehezek. ומעתם אמרו במזד חייב שלא כל אחד ואחד הילך ומצם את הרשב של חברי ואים הפוטני. So Chazal said, במזד you're חייב, because if you won't be חייב, so everyone will not feel restrained in any way to be מצם את הרשב של חברי. So that's why Chazal were מחייב to pay the מזד. Now let us see Taisvitz. Menasech kamlei b'darab minei. Umitam shlo yehei kol echad ve'echad hoylech umitam etare shal chaveiroi. Ein l'chaivoi. So really, Taisvitz over here is asking a meiridike kasha. Taisvitz is asking, all of a sudden, we were speaking me'ikar adin, kamlei b'darab minei, yepota. So Taisvitz says, Anshuldik, me'ikar adin, there's no chiyuv whatsoever. Hezek sheini nike, lo yishmei hezek. He's not chayiv. Chazal said, Shabbat, if a person will not have to pay, so, shloyeh kol echad ve'echad hoylech umetam et haresov shal chaveiro. So therefore, this would hold back a person from being metamet. So that's why you pay, not because you're being mazik, you're paying, shloyeh kol echad ve'echad hoylech umetamet. So Taisvitz says, "Samir the Kekasha." So what's the problem? It's Kimlei b'Darab Minei. Mika din Yitaki Pota, ba'al Shulei Kalechad Ve'echad. Ein lechayve. The Mahaytime loy mechayvin le'tvei. Elo ki ilu hu hezek nikel. So Taisvitz seems to be saying as follows: that in Emerson there. The Takonis, the Loshim of the Taisus HaRosh Tachsich Meir, the Sham Osu Hezek She'enai Niker Kiniker. Avul Hoche Afilu Hezek Niker Pota Loishayich L'chiyuvei. Tachsich Meir, that's what Chazal said, you're chayiv to pay. The Mezid, That means you have to have a gather of tashlumim, not some as a yimachu you have to pay for what, for when. The Rabbonon said, mi the Rabbonon, we reckon this ki'ilu it was a hezek nika. So you're paying because you're a mazik. But me the Rabbonon, we gave it a din of a hezek nika, so you're paying al hezek nika. So, but you're paying with a chesbin, al mazik you're paying, not shelo yehei. You're paying al mazik, that was the takon of the Rabbonon. But if a mazik is also potah, then there's no reason what to pay. It's not some as that you're paying without a reason. The time of the tashlumim is they gave it a din kilo it was a hezek nika. So memela by hezek nika there's a ptur of kim lebedarabmane. Bim taima. So now Tosfos asks l'shmul maishna midamrinu bereish elonaris. The Gemara says as follows. Rab Nechunya ben Hakone held that the din of Kimle b'Darabmanei applies not only by Mises Bezen, also by Misa b'Dei Shemai. So according to Rab Nechunya ben Hakone, if a person would eat chaylev, he would eat chaylev shel chaveiro. So he's doing two things. He's over the issa chaylev that's chayev koritz, and he's a gazlan also, a mazik also. So theoretically, he should be potter to pay. We would say, kim libidaram, that the koritz of chaylev should potter the gzela mazik of that what he stole someone's chaylev. So the Gemara says in Ksubis, amaydram nechunya ben akonah, begoynev chelbe shel chaveiro ba'ochloi shehu chayev. There he is chayiv, shekvan is chayiv b'gneiva, koidim sheyovim v'yisa chaylev, because the chayiv gneiva came as soon as he picked it up on the nas legoizle, the chayiv koris comes later. So memela, so we see the svara of Rav Yirmiya, what Rav holds, is a svara of a skemes. The Gemara says this, if the chayiv mamen comes before the chayiv Koris, before the Chiyav Mises, so then you don't say Kim Lebed Arabnei. He became already Mechuyav B'Momen before. So Memele, so why didn't Shmuel want to say like Rav? V'yesh Loima, V'sova Shmuel, Da'agbo Tzorech Nisachu Tvei. That we say, Hagbo Tzorech Nisach. That means that the Nisach, Al Gabay HaMizbeach, L'Shem Avay Dezoret, so we need the Hagbah in order that he should be able to make the Nisach. The Yevshel and Nisach Boloi Hagbah, that means you have to lift up the wine from the ground in order to be Menasad on Gabi Mizbeach. So Memele, so since this is Hascholas HaNisach, that means the Nisach has to start with a Hagbah. So Memele, so it's considered that the Nisach started already with the Hagbah, and it continues till the Gemar HaNisach. So Memele, if there's already was a Hascholas HaNisach, so Hascholas HaNisach can also pater the Chiyuv Mamon. We do not need Davke the Gemar Chiyuv in order to pater. No, the Hascholas HaNisach can also pater. Avol hosom, but when a person picks up chaylev in order to eat it, efshel achile b'loy hagbah, it's not necessary b'chlal to pick up the chaylev in order to eat it. V'boy gochin v'ochil, if you want, you can bend down and eat it from the ground. So the achile does not start with the hagbah. The hagbah is not an intricate chaylev of the achile. So memela, so we say, so if he lifted it up and then he put it in his mouth, so the Chiyuv Koris starts with the Yachila, and he already became a Chuyuv from before with Agbot. V'achi maflik hosom. Taisa says this is not Maishtik Teire. The Gemara in Ksubis mentions this. Beinahi, that what we said, according to Rav Nechunya ben Akone. We said, Moide Rav Nechunya ben Akone, that by, if he stole Chaylev, he will be Chayev, because he became the Schaiv already, Bishas Hagbah. So the Gemara differentiated this between the case of Rav Ovin. Loha da Omar Rav Ovin Gabi Shabbos, Zorak Chetz Mitchilas Dalet L'Soif Dalet. A person picked up a Chetz in Shabbos, And he was zoyriket mitchilas dalas soibdal. That means he was maver daladamas, was zoyrik techeit daladamas peshusaram. The kara shirayim balichosai. Potter dakire tzerech anochehi. So there Rav Ovin said this lomdes, that even though the hezek of the shiroim came about before the chiyuv Shabbos, he's only chayiv skile only after the zahanoche. Kozman, there's no hanoche, so he's not chayiv skile, but al kaponim, das cholas achilu started with the yakire, and that is sufficient to say, kom leibed rabminei. As cholas achim is also a poiter. It's called one big maisa of chilu Shabbos that is bekoyach to pater the chiyuv tashlumim that's chal beemtza chilu Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, so what is this different than according to Amnuchunya ben Akone, the Maida ben Chunya ben Akone, that gonav chelba shol chavere, there we say the isegneve comes before the Yisachelup. We don't say that the Achille started with the Hagbah. Mishum the Yafshel Anoche below Yakire. So the Gemara says because the Yakire is an Inshiket Chaylik of the Hanoche. So therefore we say that the Chilul Shabbos started with the Yakire. So he's in the process of being Mechala Shabbos. So a process of Chilul Shabbos, a Pa'ul of Chilul Shabbos is also a Poitran Chiyim Tashlumim. Yeah. Okay, so Memele, Masha Enkain, in the case of Amnuchunye, so the Hagbah is not as Cholas Achila, because you don't need the Hagbah to, in order to, that it should have an Achila. Ksava Shmuel, the Nisach Nami Doime, Lida Ravovin. But Nisach, since I need the Hagbah Sayain in order to Nasay, so that's called that the Hascholos HaNisach started with the Hagbah. So therefore we say, Kom Leib Rabbanei. So now we understand Shmuel beautifully. Now we have to understand Rav and Rav Yirmiyeh. The Rav Yirmiyeh, the Rav Dohoche, Sovri Ki Idoch Shinuye Dohosom. The Gemara makes two chilukim between Hagbah Scheilev and Zrika Scheil. The mechalek bein zeirek chayitz legoynev chelboi, mishum de zeirek chayitz, iboi ladure le motzi mahada, hochi motzi mahada. There's another svar in Ravovin. There's a svar in Ravovin that since the maise is done and over with, so we consider that everything was accomplished already. That means with the akiras achayitz, and he can't control anymore, so there will have to be there'll have to be a chilul Shabbos, so we consider that everything was already done b'shas akira. So b'basachas everything happened because he's out of control already. So his pool of chilul Shabbos, his pool of mazik was already done already b'shas akira. So memeila, so b'basachas there was chal achiyuv chilul Shabbos and achiyuv tashlumim. Masha ein kein in the case of Rav Nechunya, that he lifted it up and he's in control of all his actions, and if he wanted to, after he's magbiya the chaylev, he doesn't have to eat it. So memela, then we don't consider that the achila started with the hagbah. So memela, so therefore we don't say kibbleh b'darabimei. So Rav and Rav Yirmiyeh will hold like the second mahalach of Rav Ovin, the Gemara in Ksubis, that it depends if it is, so an intricate chelik of nisach hayayin is not sufficient. The ikar chelik is that it's the yavshe lemotzi ladure, that it's over and done with. You can't, the pula was finished already. So that's dafke by zora chayitz. But by higbiya yayin, higbiya chelik, then we don't have this. So therefore, we will say, that will say that he read that the chi of mumin came before the chi of misa. Ochi motzi mahada, the gabi nisach nami, ki kivin, the motzi mahada chai. Since it's motzi mahada chai, so Tosfos is conveniently saying that there are two mahalchim in Rav Ovin, in the Gemara in Ksubis, if Nitriket Chedlik is sufficient, or we need more than that, we need the Leimotzi Ladure, and that is the Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel and Rav Yirmiyah. Inami Kosova, the Efshel Lenasech Beloy Hagbo, Veloidomi Laakire Vahanoche de Shabbos. Or it could be that Rav holds that you could make Nisuch without Hagbo, I feel according to the first Mahalach of Rav Ovin. The first Mahalach is the Efshel Lahanoche Beloy Akire. So there, it's an intricate chaylik. That means you need the akira in order to make the hanoche. So the akira is the haschola of the chilul Shabbos. Over here, there are be'etzim two oifanim how to make nisuch hayayin, as we had mentioned. You can make nisuch hayayin through shichshuch. Then you don't have to lift it bechal. The barrel of wine can be on the ground. You just mishash. Then there's a nisuch hayayin of yimagbiya lifnei avodah zarah. Lifnei avodah zarah. So you could, there's a oifen, perhaps a more mahudadika oifen of nisuch hayayin by being magbiya. So now the shaila is it shayach to make a nisuch hayayin bifnei avodah zarah of shichshach? Is this a nisuch that's only applicable if the Avodah Zarah is not here? But if the Avodah Zarah is here, then a different type of nisuch has to be made. Or no, there's two opportunities. If you want, you can make with shichshuch. If you want, you can make with agbo. There's no shulchan aruch that says that lifnei Avodah Zarah has to be dafka yedei hagbo. So Memele the Chasam Sofer says that was the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds that you could make shichshuch, b'fnei avodah zarah also. So the etzem nisuch that I'm making does not necessarily need a hagbo. I can make a nisuch without hagbo, and that's what Rav holds. So Memela, if I made a Hagbo, so you're ready for the Hagbo, and Shmuel holds not. And that's the Iker Oifan HaNisuch, Bafke Duch Hagbo, so Memela, so. This Nisuch is the Yevshev Aloy Hagbo, so therefore we say that the Nisuch started already with the Hagbo, so you say, Kim Lev Daramanai. Ina. Teretz number 3. Efshe the Rabbi Yirmiya poliga the Rav Ovin. It could very well be that Rabbi Yirmiya is choylik on Rav Ovin. As Rav Ovin said, a shtik toir. That be'emesin, between you and me, we really should say that the kriyas ashiroyim occurred before the chiyuv misa. The chiyuv misa is chal v'tahanoch. Kozman, there's no anocha, there's no chiyuv misa. Rav Ovin said a shtik teire, but since it's that, it's a schol of the mechayiv, it's the pool of the mechayiv, that is also sufficient to, so for one pool, there is a mechayiv of mom and a misa, so that is sufficient to say kim leib darami. Good, that's Rav Ovin's opinion. Rav and Rav Yirmiyah could very well disagree with this. They hold no, that there's no such thing. You look, there's a time element. You have to know when the Chiyuv Mamon is Chal, when the Chiyuv Misa is Chal, and if the Chal at different times, even though it's one big pu'ula, I don't say Kim Lebe Dramana. Inami Efshid Rabbi Mepoligad Rodin, V'chein Mashme, that Rav Ovin is not a halacha muskanis. The Amar B'Merube, the Gemara says in Merube as follows. The Gemara is speaking about a case that a Ganev, most claiming a case that the Chiyuv Dalet V'hei, of mocha, a person sold a share oisem, the most clang a case that there should be a din kimle bedarabne and the chiyav dalad vei. So how do you have such a case? The oma b'merube, the oma le, zroik gnei veisecha lechatzeri, that the lekeyach, he wanted to buy the share. Buddha said. So he tells him, listen, he did the ganef was standing the Rishus HaRam. And he told them, you know what, throw in the Shoyer into my Chotzer, particularly Gnevusech, and I want to be Kainer, your Gnevus. So my Melech, so the Gemara says, so who be Kainer with Chotzer, the Lekech is Kainer with Chotzer, at the same time, the Zachilo Shabbos, he made Anoche, Peshus HaYochit, so it comes out, the Chiyav Gnevus, and the Chiyav, Chilo Shabbos came by Basachas. We have a case that we say Kimlei b'Darab Minei on the Chiyuv Dalad Vei. But Porich, fact the Gemara, it doesn't work like that. Me the Moti Lavir Chatzayre Kone. Then the Kinyan his Kone Avir Chatzayre Kone. Umechay benav Mischay benav Shoy Hava Dinayer. So the Gemara asks that the Chiyuv Momin comes before the Chiyuv Misa. Oh, Mishani, Boima, yes, a very good kasha. No, speaking about it, Boima, Leitikni, Lignebusech, Achetanuach. He said, I don't want to be kind of the Gneve till it rests on my cock. So then we have that the Chiyuv Momin and the Chiyuv Chilushabes come Basachas. So this whole Shakla Vatayim, the Gemara in Merube, is not like Rabovim. Zalik Rabovin, the Rabovin, Leitzach Luk Mihochi, Takir Tzerch Anochi, that means it doesn't have to be the same split second, the Chiyav Momin and the Chiyav Misa, as long as it's one Pula, so we say, Aschel Alod, it started off already, it's a Motzil Aduri, and it's considered that, Aschel Alod, Chiyav Misa, the Chiyav Momin, and there should be a din according to Rav Ovin, there is a din of Kimlei b'Darab Minei, even though the Chiyav Momin comes before the Gmar Chiyav Misa. V'chein mashme ba'goizel basa. So this is one Gemara Taisa says in Merubah, and then Taisa says the Gemara na'goizel basa, Taisa is klor hazay. The comma, the Gemara says, Nagoizel Basra, Bereshayna Yoimrim, Hametame, Vahamedame. Only these two are chayiv. Chozru Loima, Af Hamenaser. Then they said, Hamenaser is also chayiv. Number fourish. So it's a Chozru Loima. That means, at first they held, Menaser is Potter. Then they held, Hamenaser is chayiv. So, Mikora, Maikasova, Lipsaif, Maikasova. Romeforish the Moses Mikoro Sovo Kirabi Ovin and often a Gemara. Before they held like Rab Ovin, so Memele, so you say Agbod Soirech Niso, so you can't become Mechuyev Tashlumim Bishas Agbod, because we say Agbod Soirech Niso, because I say Akira Soirech Anoche. So Memele, so you wouldn't be Chayev by Menasach. So it's mamish and often a gemore that Rabbi Yirmi and Rav Ovin is a machloikis. The whole lumbus of Rav Ovin is not muskim. So memele, so fakert. So that's, so now we have a very good oifen of understanding the machloikis of Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel holds like Rav Ovin. So memele, you can't say that he became b'chuyiv b'tashlum and b'shas hagbo, because we say hagbo tzorech nisach, like rabovin akira tzorech anoche. And Rav and Rav Yirmiya are chilek and rabovin. Va'oid yesh loima. Now Taisus wants to say another mahalach to explain the machlekes Rav Shmu. The time of the Shmu, af al gav the hagbo, no, let us say that Takel Takbo is Lav Tzayich Nisach. Fine. So Memele, we can't say that the Chiyuv of Nisach started with Takbo. No, he can make Shichshoch. Takbo Lav Tzayich Nisach. You know, it's not an intricate chalik of the Nisach. Afal Pike. After Lahochi Potter. After Lahochi, Shmuel holds your Potter. Why? Kivin, now, let us just analyze when a person picks up something and he's menasachet. So there are two legitimate reasons to be mechayiv him to pay. When he's picking it up, So he's a magbiel menas ligzel. So he's a gasl. That's number one. B'shas nisuch, he's a mazik. He's making it also b'hano. So there's another reason to be mechayev. Now, let's go backwards. On the shas nisuch, we can't be mechayev him, because when he's being menasik, there's a chiyamisa. So as mazik, we can't be mechayev him, but we can zicha be mechayev him. Als the shas agbo, als the shas agbo, because then he's a gazlan. And everyone knows, you don't say agbo, so you're nisach, no one knows like above it. Or this is different. So he's potter on the shas agbo also. Why? Domaloi areishalach lefonech. He could say, what's the problem? I take it, stole it. Take it back. What's your problem over here? Take back the wine. And the reisha loch lefanecha. Kimoi, terum evenitmeis. If a person will be, the person will steal terum and it became tamei. So if we hold hezek sheinei nika, loy shmei hezek, some emailer said there's no shinui. That means, Kozman, the Dova and Nigzel was not Nishtane. You can say, Reishaloch Lefanecha. If you hold Hezek Sheinei Nika Loish Mei Hezek, so it's not considered like an Hezek occurred. So if it's not considered a Hezek, it's not considered a Shinui. So Mameli can say, Reishaloch Lefanecha. Kmei Truma Benit Meis. Dechemoi. Dim Nisrei Acha. What would be the din if a person, Reuven, stole wine from Shimon? Now Levi comes and is menasech the yayin. Now Reuven will go and take this wine and give it back to Shimon. So Taisa says there's no shaila whatsoever that Reuven can say reishaloch lefanecha. That means even though Levi was menasech it, but what does Levi's nisach have to do with me? Hezek sheni nika loishme hezek. So lemaiseh. So if it's loishme hezek, it's loishme shinui, because hezek and shinui are similar. If it's called a hezek, it's called a shinui. If it's not called a hezek, it's not called a shinui. So memela, so if someone else would be menasachet, he could zichah say arei shaloch lefanech. Ochenami ki nisach leihu. Afal gav de menasach le biyadayim. He was menasachet. That means he is not someone else. Let's be realistic. He was menasachet. Given the kimlei b'derabmenei, but it's kimlei b'derabmenei. Now, let us try to understand what Tosfos is saying over here. We had started off Tosfos by saying the chiyuv of if you hold hezek sheni nika loishmei hezek. But Chazal said, yuchayev, b'derabonim b'meisid yuchayev, the reason shleikal echad eilachem etamet ha-reisav, that's the reason. But there's a gedda. The chiyuv tashlumim is not shaloi yehei. The gedda tashlumim was, we mentioned before from the Tosfos Aharos. Chazal gave it a din of a hezek nikel. Chazal gave it. So memela, I'm paying al mazik you. And therefore, the ptur of kimloi b'darabnei applies. So, but if I were, the only chiyuv is al mazik you, and if there's kimloi b'darabnei, it's not chai for being mazik you. That's the whole sukkah. So now, if Reuven was magbia the yayin, fine. So, als the hagboas ayayin, he's a gazlan. Als the hagboas ayayin, he could say, arei shaloch lefanech. But let's not stop over here. But then, he was menasech the yayin. Now, he was menasech the yayin, so Chazal say, if you make a hezek she'enei nika b'meizid, we reckon it like a hezek nika. So you made a hezek nika. Now, if I made a hezek nika, I can't say reish loch lefanech. But Taisa says, but when I made the hezek nika, it's kimlei b'darabmenei, right? So memele, kimlei b'darabmenei means I am not achroi, I'm not responsible for whatever was done, b'shas tezachiyev misane.
So Memele, that means between you and me, it's Hezek Sheininike. So there's no Sheininike. I could say Reish Lach. But Chazal said if I was Mazik B'mezid, they gave it a din of a Hezek Nike. But that is only if there's no Kimle B'darabne. If there's a Kimle B'darabne over here, so you, I'm not responsible for whatever was done when there's a Chiyu Misa that's Mutal Alay. So Memele, so it's Ke'ilu, so I wasn't Menasechet. Someone else was Menasechet. If someone else be Menasechet, you made it. So, Lagabi the Gazlan, I could say Reish Aloch Lefanecha, because in Yisod it is a Hezek Sheininike. So even though I was Menasechet, it's still a Hezek Sheininike, so I still say Reish Aloch Lefanecha. So Memele, that's the Svara of Shmuel. Shmuel holds, you know why you're potter als gzeile? Not you're potter als gzeile because Kimle b'darabne. No, you're a gazlan taki. But a gazlan doesn't have to, a gazlan can say reish loch lefanecha. And legabe the gazlan, since we have a, legabe the gazlan, since we have a din kimle b'darabne on the maisa hanisach, so he's not responsible for the Maisa Nisr, so therefore I'm not responsible, so he can't say that Chazal said, Legabi me, it's a Hezek Nikah. Because whatever I did is a Chiyav Misa, so I'm not, no Chiyav Mumin can arise from a Pula that was done when I'm a Chiyav Misa for this Pula. So Memele, it's Ke'ilu Oso Acher. So Mamela, and if it's so acher, it's a Hezek Sheininike, so it's a Reish Loch Lefanecha. That is the Svara of Shmuel. That's what the Tosfos says. Let us again see the Lashon of Tosfos. Avagav da'gvor la'chzor et ha'nisuch ha'foloch hipoto, kim da'shas nisuch lo'y mechayiv, since on the nisuch he's not chayiv. Because there's no chayiv on the shas nisuch, the kim le'b da'rabnei, ha'shas ha'gvor na'mi mifte, so Mamela, if I'm not mechaya for the nisach, nami mifta, I'm a reish lach v'necho. K'may trumav nitmei, v'chamoidim nisachay acha, I'm a reish lach l'fanecho. So that what, so even though my maisa nisach should be a sibe l'chayvoy, but it's not. Al kimlev v'rabnei. V'chinami k'nisach le'il. Afu gav dem nasach le'i b'yedai. Kiva de kimlev v'rabnei. That's what Shmuel holds. The Rav Sova, Rav holds, given the Bishah Sagbo, Vishayach Lemeima, the Kimlei B'darab Mimine, Bishah Sagbo, there's no Kimlei B'darab Mimine, because the Chiv, Yesh Lechayiv Machmas Hagbo, Akol Ma Sheyase B'yodayim Achreikein. So Bishas Agbo will be Mechayev him, whatever he'll do later be Yadayim. Avogav di Shaita Kimlei B'darabimenei. Now, the Rehitas Loshen HaTosfos would seem that Tosfos is saying like this. That means, Chazal said, if a person makes a Hezek She'enei Nikar, B'mezid, Chazal gave it a din of a Hezek Nikah. Now, this is Noigeya to Inyon. Inyon number one, if it's a Hezek Nikah, you have to pay for it. You have to mazik. Inyon number two, if it's a Hezek Nikah, you cannot say a Reish Shalach Lefanech. So, Memele, so Tosfos seems to be saying, when he started gazling it already, so Chazal said, you als Gazlan, if you're going to make a Hezek Sheinu Nikah, so we're mechayiv you in every Hezek Sheinu Nikah you're going to make, we're going to give it a din Hezek Nikah, legabi your chiv gzeile, and you will not be able to say Reish Loch Lefanecha. So this din was already chal now b'shas gzeile. That means we're telling him in advance. That if you're gonna make, Chazal made a Hezek Sheinei, whatever the reason was, but they said whoever makes a Hezek Sheinei Nikah is legabi today, it's like a Hezek Nikah. So for you it's Negeya, you can't say a Reish Loch Lefanecha, for you it's Negeya, Chayim Otz Mazik. So the Rav saw, but even the Bishas Hagbo, the Shaykh Lameim, the Kim Levi, the Rav Aminei, Bishas Hagbo, you can't say this, so because it's not yet, Yesh Lachayev Machmas Hagbo, so Chazal Machayev, as soon as he was Magbiya, Akol Mashayasa B'Yadayim Achi came. That means that if later you're going to make a Hezek Sheinu Nikya is Lagabi the Gzela, now we're saying Lagabi the Gzela is a din of Hezek Nikya, as Lagabi Shaita Kimlai B'Darab Minei. Now let's just learn a little bit the next Gemara to understand the Taishviz. The second Alaman the Yalef Knosa Miknosa. Rav held that it can't be Ma'ariv, because if it's Ma'ariv, so it says Medame, so why does it have to say Ma'ariv? So that's why Menasech has to be Menasech Mamish, and Chiddush is Yechayv Al Tzabir Miyim. It's called Hani Lomali. So why do you need all these cases? Nayalav Knosa Miknosa says, it's the three cases, it says, Metame, Medame, Menasa. Trich, Ritona Metame, Itrumava, Mina Mishim to Kamafsele Legamri, he makes it not Roy Machila. Metame Chulen, Mishim Dos Ligam to Machulen, Sheberet Yisrael. So he was over this Israel, so that's why he has to pay. Avo Medame, Eimoloi, he's a Mafsid Legamri, it's a Hafsid Mood. ויש מין המדמה משום דשריח. אבל מטמה דלוי שריח, אם הלוי. This whole thing is exaire, נאמר שדשריח, את דזל רבונו, מטמה זה לא שריח. יש מין מטמה מדמה משום דלוי כמלוי בדרבני, אבל מנס כמלוי בדרבני, אם הלוי כמש מלו. כדי רבי ירמיה. So now let us see the next thesis. משום דקמפסד לי לגמרי, אַх סוגיע קאַביינען אַ מאַהזק שיינע ניקע אין הזק לחילק לחיסק אבל אַ צרוכע לפטור נא I mean here the gemara we the later we hear in the sugya machlek is rabiyachan in khiski khiskal hazak shen in ikish may hazak kabiyachan hazak shen in ikish loish may hazak so now the gemara our gemara is going according to rabiyachan So the mother says, if we'll say metame, so there they said, yechayv to pay bebeisin, because the kamafsid le legamri, I mean, he did a big hezek, he made it not choy lachil, medame, I wouldn't think so. If we'll say medame, because, shriach, metame, now, according to cheskiye, it's the other way around. According to cheskiye, why you chayiv bemezit? You don't have to give any reasons why you chayiv bemezit. I mean, hezek sheni nikish me hezek. So this whole tzriches doesn't make sense. So we have to make the tzriches why you potter b'shoigig. Now, the Gemara had said, why do they potter b'shoigig according to cheskiye? That he should be medieh. That means if it'll be chayiv and it was done b'shoigig, so he'll never tell him. He'll never tell him, and so come out of Kilkul. So here, the Pnei Yeshua says as follows. By Metame, I would think that's a Hefsid Kodul. So therefore, it's not Roy Lachila. So there they patterned B'Shaygik. Because he won't tell. If he's going to have to pay, and they was made it, they won't tell. But, medame, that's a hefset cotton. So mamelas, you don't have, I feel he'll have to pay, he'll still tell. I feel he'll have to pay, he'll still tell. So mamelas. So if we would say, medame is pota b'shoigig, I would think medame is chai b'shoigig. Ve'it on the medame, and if it would say medame is pota b'shoigig, I would say, you know why they parted? Because it's shriach. It's something that's shriach. And we want that the Bailam should find out about it. So they told him, you're pota, in order that he should tell them that he was medame. But medame is lo shriach, so why should they pata him? That means it's a milsa lo shriach. So if it will happen once in 50 years, so So don't have to, so don't have to pat for him meikar adin, because he should tell him, since it's a milsa, the lo yishchich. So therefore he'd be chayit. Menasech is coming to tell us, here he's trying to tell us, you're chayit b'meizit, you don't say, kim lo yidra habmane. Now, let's go, the Gemara that said later, that really, according to Rabbi Yochanan and Hezek Shein and Nikel, is Loishme Hezek, and the reason that Wechayev, B'meizish Lei Kalechot Oilech Matamet HaReisim Shachavei, Revaim HaPotarani. Hiksha, let's see the next place, Shlei Kalechot Vechot, Hiksha Rav Afray, Hodes Nan B'Perik Ad Kamo, Don Es Adin, a person made a falshe psak, timei esa toir. The Tanis Adin made a falshe psak, timei esa toir, masha osa osui, v'yishalem mi beisai. Now, let's just say what the story was over there. Timei esa toir, it meant like this. There was a shaila that was brought to a rov, a shaila, is this toir, is this tamei? Something happened with it. There was a psashai. He says it's tame. And don't think any big pukin that it's not tame. He takes a sheretz and he touches it. It was tame before, but now you don't redzach nishain that it's tame. Then later he finds out that it was toil. He was metamed. Shtei tachdoten. Masha osi osi. I mean, here it's the second case of tame. V'yishalem mi beis, and the dayan has to pay for he was metami yenim star. Tractosus v'amai bo shaygiku. He's a shaygik, so he's a shaygik. She's not a mazik. Hezek shenenike loish me hezek. She's a shaygik. So he's a shaygik. So why? So why is he mechuyif to pay? Man, the mukilo kerameh, the doin din in the gemi that says that mission is going according to rameh and nichet. And the kama konus rameh, shaygik at the meis. Rameh can't hold shaygik is also chayim. It was konus shaygik at the meis. Avala man, the muki, afilo kerabona. Malak rameh, ba'agabo, who sheret, and speaking about it, he took a sheret and he touched it. His kosher, la rabbi yechen, and amai chayim. So why is he chayim? He did it, this dying did it with all innocence. There was a stipple kanos there. To prove his point that it's tame, but it was done in innocence without kabon al hazik. So why is he chayiv to pay? Mil lechizki asushaper, the loyshach lemiftere kedai sheidi. According to Chizki, I don't have a problem. Chizki also has a shen indika, shmei hazik. The whole reason why he apotah b'shoigig, that he should tell him. He was matamit, but here he was matamah b'famah. I mean, the shoyel, the Baal HaTaras was there, and then the Yesim is the Torah, Tommy said, it's Tommy, are you sure? It's Tommy, and he went, it was Metamid. So Memele, so according to Cheskia, here we don't have the reason to Pata Shoyge. So Memele, that is why that's why he's high. So the Rabbeinu Ephraim answered, the Hossam Posha, that's not called a Shaykhik. The Ma Hoya Loy Latam Oiso Kadei Lahachzik Dvoro Vahave Kamei Mezit Dahoch. That means, Kanoesa Hin, Kanoesa Her, being a right to your Shtik Teire. But don't be Metamet, I mean, Bos Feltos Ois. So Memela, this already is called a Pshia, and this is not called a Shaygik, and here they already, it falls into the Knas, that Memeza, he has to pay. That's one thing. Bimtaima, B'tir Asatome, there's another case over there, Timei Asatome. Tir Asatome is the other way around. That Yen had a shayla, he brought him the peiris that was sofik, it's toiro tome, and he told him it's toiro. And this guy, the shayla was, are you sure it's toiro? Are you sure it's toiro? And this dying got a little exasperated. He says, sure, I'm sure. And he went and took these peiros that she was metayer, and he mixed it up with all his other peiros. See, now, oh, you with all the tayer, the kepeiros. Now, see that? It's all tayer. I'm telling you, it's all tayer. Is lifter lechiskiye kidei sheyedia. So now, according to Chiskiye, he should be potter. Because kedei sheyedia. That means, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who say he was a pesheya, that's his mechuyev to pay. According to Chizki, when he's going to find out that they were taketome, so Memele, he'll never go and tell them that all those peiros are tome. Yishloim adem regilis sheyachzer mehalosoi, elay deyacherem hilkach leichayshinem. Amir di gezach. That means, normally, if he paskin that it's toil, he'll stick to his guns. How are you going to find out that it's taketome? So others are going to... It's going to come out of tshuva with a kelkeire that it was tamei and then a hin and a her. So memele, so the baldover will find out about it. So there's no reason for us to pater him. So that is why we're not. That is why we didn't pater him. That's when the pnei Yeshua brings a raya. From this thesis, we have a machloikis, Cheskiye in Rabbi Yochanan, why Shoigig is Potter? Rabbi Yochanan holds Shoigig is Potter because Hezek Shenikolai Shmei Hezek. Cheskiye holds Shoigig is Potter kedei sheyedia. So that Pnei Yeshu says, what will be if two Edom saw how he was Matamah? So he says, according to Cheskiye, then you'll be chay. That means you look at each case bazunda, and a raya from this taisvah. Because this taisvah says that here, according to Cheskiye, you're chay by tira satome, because he's gonna find out about it. The minute I can be assured that the Baal HaPeiros will find out about it, without having to rely on the midas emes of the metamei, so then he's mechayev, then he's mechuyev. I don't have to pater him. That's what the Bnei Yeshua says. Zogt die Gemara weiter. So we have here a machlekes, a meroim, and these chiyuvim, if you chayev, meiker den you chayev al tznas. The Gemara writes, now we learned in the Mishnah, a kahanim shepiglu b'migdush. Kahanim were mefagel b'migdush, meizidim chayovim, pe'meizidim chayovim, v'toni alo, why is meizid chayovim, mibnei tikkun ha'olam? V'yamret hezek she'ninike shmei hezek, if you say like Cheskiye, is so not tikkun ha'olam yechayev, yechayev meikar din yechayev. Hi, shagikim p'turim mit tikkun ha'olam yepoile. It should say tikkun ha'olam on shagik p'turim, not on meizidim chayev. After more hachinam mikoma, that's like a pshat in this b'raise. Meizidim chayev. That's what the b'raise says. Oh, that's what the Mishnah says. Ha shoygigim, so we can derive from this that shoygigim is pturim. And so the price is going on the deek of the Mishnah, why is shoygigim pturim in a tikkun ha'olam? Let us see Rashi. Hakahanim shepiglu kobonis, sheshochtum vizolkum lecho mehem chutzlus manum, v'loi hutzu lebailam. There was no ritzui for the bailam. Became nifsa. Meizidim sheyodu shepsulim bekach. They knew that the pasling they called them. Chayovim l'shalim d'meyem l'baylim. Shrei tzrichim lohovi acherim. No, that's by a korban.
that the chaye b'chaye, so they were mamish mafsid the bailam. You have to know if the Rashi is going to do about going on the moment, ke moment do me. Speaking about, God, here we have to know what the kachim kalam moment bailam. Here we are, they're mechuye to pay the bailam because they were mazik the bailam. So, minami nedovahu, what if it's a nedovah? So what is the hezek? Kosh be'einov shelo hikriv kol banoi shrei lohovi doirin hoya mevakesh. That means, so it seems he had epis a bailis in this korban l'ritzui. That means that he had brought a korban from a dover, but he brought it l'tzeirech ritzui, and now when they were mefagel, so they lost the ritzui. The Mishnah Malach, per exain aloch et balas on chayvul amazik is mo'ira, and what if they weren't mefagel, and if they made shaloy lishmo, so it's also not oyla labailam, v'shem chayva, but vayst ois then, you'll be potter. Vayst ois, this hezek that, since it's a kosher korban, even though it's not oyla for, but it's then it's not called that was mazik you. Here, I passed the korban, so then it's called I'm chayv al mazik. Neitikan oylam, kasalka daitik tochi koma. Chayom neitikan oylam, shalo yagilu bekach. That they shouldn't do such a thing. That sounds like a b'yechane. So Mo says, no, shaygigim tum neitikan oylam mi boyalei. Dochayovim the meizi dinu deraiso, but tikan oylam apturum u deshach lamisne kedoi shiye diyoi. So the Gemara says, ain't a chanami taker. The Mishnah says, mazidim chayov. Mo shaygim pturim, the masnisin, leitoni shaygim pturim, behed yibereish. Vinami toni tikan oylam, it's going on the Sefer of Mezidim Chayovim. The Gemara says, no, it's going on Shogigim Pturim, or the Dirk. Zaktai Svitz, V'tani Lom Neitikan Oilom, V'reif Svom Garsinin, B'mas Nisen, Akehanim, Shepiglu B'migdosh, Shogigim Pturim, that's the second Loshen Rashi, Mezidim Chayovim. Uporich, and so it says kloshoy gigim ptur. Uporich mishum de mash melem netikon leilum de toni bebrais koya mezidim chayom de toni lepsay. He says in the Mishnah mezidim chayovim, and that the brais says mitnei tikon leilum. That's the reason mezidim. Vachi yisa betesefte berishayna yoyimim amatama bemnaser chazov oyimim afa medama. Period. Beshoy gig potter bemezid chayim. Midnight Tikkun Olam. Chloe, we see the Seder, that Tikkun Olam is after Mezid. HaKahanim Shepik B'midah Shogigim Pturim. Mezidim Chayim Tikkun Olam. So Memelis, it could very well be that that's Pshat in the Gemara's Kashe, that since he was Masmech Tikkun Olam to Mezidim Chayim, why is there such a reason of that? Because if Ektoises, if that's Taka the true Gilse, and that's Pshat in the Gemara, so why do you have to ask from a new case of Kahanim Shepiklu, the Mereshe, the Matama, the Medama, the Manasseh, Tchaimi Buhavale Lemifrich. Ask from the Reshe. We're talking about this. So we're talking about Matama, Medama, and it says, Mezidim Chayim Neitik Noilum. Kachnim Erudai Gersinim Masnis Nishayki Gipturim. Obarais the Hoche, Lav Haino, the Tesefte, the Hosum Shebeno. Neitik Noilum Adi Yuki Koi. It's going on the Diuk, Rigavne Mishani Lekamon, Achat Zulo Shlanoida Larabim. So Memele, that means we're just being medayik from the Reisha, and it's going on the Reisha that Shagigin, the Dik of the Reisha, Mezidim Chayom, or Shagigim Pturim.